Good afternoon. Welcome to another daily devotion. It's great to be together. Wonderful to open up God's word, see what he has to say for another day. We're going to be turning back to the Gospel of Matthew again, looking at chapter 20 today and a parable about workers in the kingdom of God. But before we turn to that, let's come to him in a time of prayer. Father in heaven, we thank you for your goodness to us. We pray that you would watch over us and keep us in your love. Help us as we turn to your word now that we might benefit from it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, as I said, we're going to be turning through to Matthew chapter 20, looking at the first 16 verses. For the kingdom of heaven is like a master of a house who went out early in the morning to hire laborers for his vineyard. After agreeing with the laborers for a denarius a day, he sent them into his vineyard. And going out about the third hour, he saw another standing idle in the marketplace. And to them he said, "You go into the vineyard too, and whatever is right I will give you." So they went. Going out again about the sixth hour and the ninth hour, he did the same. And about the 11th hour he went out and found others standing, and he said to them, "Why do you stand here idle all day?" They said to him, "Because no one has hired us." He said to them, "You go into the vineyard too." And when evening came, the owner of the vineyard said to his foreman, "Call the laborers and pay them their wages, beginning with the last up to the first." And when those who hired about the 11th hour came, each of them received a denarius. Now, when those hired first came, they thought they would receive more. But each of them also received a denarius. And on receiving it, they grumbled at the master of the house, saying, "These last worked only 1 hour, and you have made them equal to us who have borne the burden of the day and the scorching heat." But he replied to one of them, "Friend, I am doing you no wrong. Did you not agree with me for a denarius? Take what belongs to you and go. I choose to give to this last worker as I give to you. Am I not allowed to do what I choose with what belongs to me? Or do you begrudge my generosity?" So the last will be first, and the first last. Well, it's probably a well-known parable. A parable about workers, about Jesus, a parable about the kingdom of God. And it raises several different points, several different emphases of Jesus and the way the kingdom works. You see, the problem is, deep ingrained in all of our sinful hearts is a constant pressure to gauge ourselves based upon others. To gauge our usefulness, our success, what we deserve based off what we've done. And so we very quickly look around at those around us and we say, "Well, I deserve more because I've done more. I deserve more praise because I've done more than these other people." So as a minister of the gospel, it can be tempting to look at other ministers and gauge yourself based off them and say, "Well, I do this much. I deserve more praise than they do." Or as maybe a worker in children's ministry, you might be tempted to look around at some of the other Sunday school teachers or people who run holiday programs and think to yourself, "Well, I spend far more time preparing than they do. I receive far more credit." Or maybe you've grown up in the church and you've spent your whole life in service to God. And then you stumble across somebody who has lived a very ungodly life. And right at the end of their life, they've entered the kingdom of heaven. And one day, you will stand with them in glory. You will stand with them before the judgment day, and you will see them get the same reward you get. How would that make you feel? Now, it's all fine for you and I to say, with our very holy biblical perspectives, and to say, "Oh, that will be lovely to see them get it. It'll be lovely to see the thief on the cross get the same reward as I do." But I think deep down in all of us, if we're honest, we would look at the thief on the cross and think to ourselves, "Well, I labored for 40, 50, 60 years as a believer. How is it right that the thief on the cross should get the same payment I get. So what's Jesus highlighting here? Firstly, note that Jesus goes out and gets the laborers. That's Jesus' first point. In the kingdom of heaven, the master goes out and he finds the laborers and brings them into his vineyard. And what Jesus is highlighting here is that in the kingdom of God, no one brings themselves in, but he goes out and gathers in the workers for the field. And we think back to the passage we looked at earlier in Matthew, where Jesus said, pray that the Father would send out the laborers. Because the only way we're getting workers is if God organizes workers to come in to the labor field. So firstly, recognize that God is the man who goes out and gathers them in. And that has sort of more than one application. It highlights the fact that no one enters the kingdom of God, as Jesus has just finished saying and with the rich young ruler. No one enters the kingdom of God except by the work of God. But it also highlights, on a Christian worker perspective, the only way we are going to find men and women to serve in the kingdom of God is if God works in them to turn them into workers. But then secondly, notice the variation of different types of people. There's those that have labored since the beginning of the day. There's those that have labored through different times of the day. And there's those that have come into labor with only 1 hour of work to do. Now, they all have different reasons. They haven't been hired, yet Jesus recruits whom he will recruit and brings them in. They all go into the field of labor and work, we see from up to verse 8, and then at evening, Jesus calls everybody in to repay what they've done. Now, very important, we don't want to overstress the reality of parables, and we've talked about this before, that we don't want to take everything in a parable and say this equals that. So be very careful if you're tempted to say these men have earned heaven. That's not the point of the parable. If anything, these men have been graciously received by Christ. God's gone out and gotten them and brought them into the kingdom of God, and now they're laboring in the kingdom of God. We're more thinking about life in the kingdom. People who are already a part of the kingdom and what they're doing in the kingdom, whether they're working for a long time or for a little period of time. The main stress, though, is on the response of the workers at the end. A particular attitude that Jesus is addressing. We see it, don't we, in verse 12. Those who were hired first begin grumbling at the master. And they say, these last worked only 1 hour, and you have made them equal to us who have borne the burden of the day and the scorching heat. Now, I wonder if you can be a little bit sympathetic with them. If this actually happened to you, you would probably be offended as well. Let's be honest. If you were asked to dig fence holes, as I used to do on the farm, dig fence holes all day long, and some guy turned up for the last 20 minutes and dug fence holes with you, and you got paid the same amount, you'd feel a little bit cheesed off, wouldn't you? I would. I've worked all day. How come he's getting paid the same as me? That's not fair. And yet, note the response of Jesus. Friend, I am doing you no wrong. Did you not agree with me for a denarius? Take what belongs to you and go. I choose to give to this last worker as I give to you. Am I not allowed to do what I choose with what belongs to me? Or do you begrudge my generosity? What's Jesus highlighting here? Jesus is highlighting here that everything we receive is by a generous, gracious gift of God. That whether we enter the kingdom of God early in our life and work our way all the way through, or whether we enter late in our life and work to the end, whatever we will receive by his grace and his favor and his generosity. And all of us will receive the same glorious inheritance. Now, We know from other New Testament teaching, we know that there is a weighing of what we've done and a rewards of what we've done. We think of the parable of the talents and how Jesus said that to the one who earned 10, he got given 10 cities. The one who earned 5 got given 5 cities. But that was dealing with a different reality. That was talking about the fact that we will receive in some proportion to what we've done, but what we are given will far exceed what we receive, because Jesus was highlighting that what we receive is by the gracious gift of God. And so we see the same reality here from a different angle. Every one of these workers received by the grace and generosity of God, who decided to call them in and make them laborers. And they all received the same reward. Those who entered last, he says, will be first. And the first will be last. What's this about? If you think back to the end of chapter 9, he said it there as well. Many who are first will be last, and the last first. Now we're seeing the reversal of that. What was Jesus talking about then? Then, in chapter 19, Jesus was talking about people giving up in order to receive then. Now, Jesus is talking about working now and receiving then. And he's highlighting that it works completely different than our natural human thinking would suggest. You see, our natural human thinking would suggest in chapter 19 that if you give up your money and your family, you're losing. Jesus says you're not losing. Here, the natural human thinking says if you've worked harder, you will receive more. If you've been in longer, you are worthy of more. And Jesus is highlighting that whether you've been in the kingdom of God for a long time or a little time, by grace, you will receive the great, precious treasure of eternal life. You will receive by God's generous grace. Because after all, as he says in verse 15, am I not allowed to do what I choose with what belongs to me? God calls us into the kingdom of God. God sends us to labor. And God takes us home to be with him. And whether we receive much, little, the same amount, makes no difference. What's the point? We receive because God is generous. And we should not look begrudgingly upon brothers or sisters, upon those who have received more or less in this life and in the life to come. Because God is graciously giving what none of us deserve. You see, in the end, that's the real point, isn't it? None of us deserve anything. None of those laborers deserved anything, though they worked through the day. They didn't deserve anything because they were only laborers because God had called them into the kingdom. By God's grace, they had been made laborers, and by grace, they were receiving a reward. And so it is with you and I, whether you have been a Christian your whole life or whether you've been a Christian a small amount of time, you have a reward in heaven. And it's God himself. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for this teaching and this parable. Thank you that there is a reward for us in heaven. Help us not to look down upon others. Help us not to judge with human eyes, but to receive by grace what you are giving us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, thanks so much for tuning in with me for another daily devotion. I'll see you back here tomorrow, same place, same time. Have a great afternoon. God bless.